$170. You know, you get 6 hours worth of knowledge. It's probably worth $170. But what I didn't like, I found out, you only can get tickets through a place, you know, sites known as Zelle, Wise, and Venmo. Now, this is really making it difficult on people that don't have those exchange places, or they have to start up accounts with them. You know, that's my biggest complaint about the Galactic Confederation from the beginning. You know, I like what they're doing. Hey, they are representing. They're here to free us from all the tyranny that's been constantly dumped on us for thousands of years. But at the same time, they neglect to consider or just don't have a good understanding of regular poor people, what we have to go through, you know? And that, you know, we're not big excluded, a large segment of the population there that's just not going to bother to hook up with these three groups that they're only allowing to purchase the tickets. And what about cash? You know, there's people like me that we like to use cash whenever possible for a variety of reasons. And what about people's credit cards and all kinds of stuff like that? You know, so many people are happy and content using their credit cards or cash, and they're being excluded from participating in this event because they want to make us go out of our way and hook up with some other people, which requires, obviously, revealing more information about yourself, blah, 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 and they're making it difficult. That is not cool. That is not good. I hope they're listening to the show because they need to be told, you know, this is crap has got to end. 7 years ago when I emailed the group and tried to talk some common sense about the tachyon chambers, they would say, oh, by the way, there's one in New York City. You know, certainly it can be beneficial to you. But when they were looking to sell them to people, $25,000 for a tachyon chamber, come on. You know, who are we trying to kid here? You know, are you serving the people of this planet or the elite? Because only the elite can afford. You know, if I wanted a tachyon chamber in my living room, you know, I got to pay you $25,000 and half the money up front to some place in, undisclosed place in Europe, which sets me up for being just plain ripped off, you know, when I'm here in the United States. $25,000, maybe they could lower the price then, but this isn't serving the general public, you know. I mean, talking about a frame period made out of copper, you know, crystal apex probably, some crystals underneath the bed you lay on. Don't tell me that's $25,000 worth of materials. Please. I know it has to be a connection made with the mothership and all that other stuff. And please, that's not serving the general public. Sure, you, for a couple hundred dollars, you can buy some diamond one, but it'd be beneficial if everyone on the planet had one in their living room. So I have my beefs with the Galactic Confederation, and this is another one, forcing people to hook up with Zelle, Wise, or Venmo in order to buy a ticket. And it's not a cheap ticket either. Sure, it might be worth the money for the knowledge you gained, but now this is excluding the general public, and I don't think they get it. They don't understand that, you know. And that's too bad. North saying this is too bad, too. They don't want to communicate with regular people. They're still wasting their time with the crooked politicians. And we don't like it, us regular people. And they're, you know, except we don't have a way to really tell them that much we don't like what they're doing. They don't even give us the opportunity to talk about people being out of reach. Untouchable, boy, this Galactic Confederation, you know, and they try to tell us they don't want to including, we're not worried about people coming after us and killing us just because we want to contact you and communicate. You know, I mean, really, it's insulting almost, you know? Don't come to our planet and to save us and then, you know, meet your new boss and the old boss, you know? And you give us this, keep us at a distance. You don't give us access to more so than the crooked politicians. In fact, the crooked politicians actually give us more access, probably. But, you know, I just had to lay out my beat there. Anyhow, there's a lot of other important information. Hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show on the BBS Internet Radio Network. I call it Radio Free America because just like everything I spoke, I wouldn't be allowed to say that on mainstream media. And you know, this is the place where you're going to hear the real truth and real opinions and real important information. There was a lot of information revealed at the last workshop. Not the last one, but the one in the beginning of January. It's out there, and I just want to highlight a few bits that were in the notes of people that came to the event and took down, and they put them out there on the portal. Give me credit for that, for letting us know what happened, even though we probably couldn't make it there because didn't have the money, didn't have the connections to buy the tickets and all that other stuff. All those other roadblocks. But apparently, the dark forces known as black nobility has nothing to do with the color of their skin, okay? That's why black people, or Afro-American people, need to stop calling themselves black. I don't care if they like it, they like the color or what. Stop calling yourself, first of all, you're not. And then, here's something I could never get away with saying on a regular TV, but I'm going to say it here, because let's talk of reality here. You know, it's a famous teaching by Jesus, you know, the famous Jesus of Nazareth, man who raised people from the dead, a man who raised himself from the dead with the help of the power of God, you know, probably the most holy person ever walked the face of the earth. You know, one of his teachings was let your yes be yes and let your no be no. And so when your skin is brown and you keep calling yourself black, that's a violation of his teaching there. You know? If your skin is brown, call yourself the brown people, whatever, we'll understand. Or call yourself the dark-skinned people. But stop calling yourselves black. There's less than 1% of people on the face of this earth that actually have black skin, you know? And this is why it's important, because there's groups known from the dark forces known as the black nobility. It's got nothing to do with the color of the skin. Black referring to darkness, evil, bad things. So why do you want to keep calling yourself black for? It's color that's not representative of the light. The light that serves the real God. You know? And I believe I made my point there. So that's it. And some interesting points have been revealed recently. Back in 1996, when there was a dark force invasion of our planet, most of us were unaware this was happening back in 1996, but it was such a powerful intrusion by the dark forces. They were able to expel all the angels from our solar system. They're back now, but because a lot of the darkness has been removed, but most of us were unaware that something so catastrophic was happening. So if you can make it to that April 19th event in New York. Sign up with Vino Wise or then Demo-Wise or Zelle. And then you can get your tickets, assuming you have the money. And that cuts most of us out right there. No money for that. That's like this should be free. Yeah, I mean, I know that sounds probably impossible, but ethically, it should be free. Here's some interesting information that, it was revealed at that event back in the workshop, Galactic Confederation workshop back in early January, that, there was one recently in February, just about a month ago. It was revealed at that moment that this group called the Aldebarans, they're not a singing group in the 50s or something like that. They are part of the Galactic Confederation, their race of beings from another world outside of our solar system. They have cloned operatives, cloned representatives. They're good guys, too, the Aldebarans. They have cloned operatives within the Trump administration trying to be supportive of him. He probably doesn't even know that, but it's good to know their good extraterrestrials have snuck themselves in via cloned bodies and are trying to influence him because the United States is the country that they're going with for the world changeover. We are the ones that have been chosen by them to represent the new reality that will be brought in by the event, followed by dispersing the money properly, rounding up all the bad guys, and the overseers and representatives of the ET freedom, freeing us from total darkness, is going to be the United States of America. And they say that's because they like our Constitution, even though it's been tampered with. They like the original Constitution. And we should all be proud of that in America. That even though it's been tampered with, it's been pushed on the back burner by the U.S. corporation and all the other crooked politicians. You know, most crooked politicians, lawyers, CEOs, and stock market type people, they're all Draco beings cloned to be humans. Yeah. Dracos are still here in the clone bodies, the ugly reptilian-type Dracos. They've all been removed, thankfully, to the Galactic Confederation. Well, you know, we got to thank them for all the things that we're doing, they have done in the past 10 years or more that we have not been able to do by ourselves and probably never would have been because the corruption and darkness was so great. It's dissipating. More light is being brought into this universe. There's nothing more important to be talking about than what I'm talking about now. New portals are being opened up, you know. Old PowerPoints are being brought into line. New York City has a PowerPoint, and it's going to be brought back into line and opened up. It's called the Vortex. On March 29th, in conjunction with the solar eclipse. Meanwhile, if you want to participate and in a global meditation, for not only our portal, but there's going to be another one opened up in Jerusalem that was shut down by the dark forces long ago. And there are global meditations happening daily. Listen closely. There's a group called We Love Mass Meditation. they're out there on Twitter. So I found out about them. And they have all the details about what time of every day we're going to have this mass meditation to bring more light into New York City. And all of us New Yorkers should be participating in this, because the more light we can bring into New York, the faster we'll get rid of the dark forces that still control it. And you don't need proof of that. Just watch the regular fake news. Come on. Fake politicians trying to hold on to power, doing absolutely nothing for the common people. And real people, like if you're familiar with New York, like Curtis Sliwa, from the Guardian Angel, is trying to do something good, and he's just shoved into the under the back of the bleachers, because New York is he's trying to represent himself and running for mayor again as a Republican, and New York is a Democratic town. And of course, most people have been brainwashed. There's only two parties, and you have to be a Democrat or a Republican. And people are locked into that. Oh, my Lord, are they locked into it? They don't want to budge from it, you know? They don't understand that the Democrats are the dark side, are the crooks, are the criminals. And the criminal governor, Cuomo, is actually trying to get back in the race. Unbelievable. You know, he wants to be mayor, you know? He was thrown out for being a convicted criminal, you know, for all his hanky-panky doings as governor, and replaced by this woman. I won't mention her name, because she does nothing too. And in fact, she allowed the pricing to go in. Yeah, it was taxing poor people more money to drive into New York. You know, they've destroyed New York City. New York City used to be a great place. You could drive in there and you could find a parking space. Not no more. You got to have a fortune to get into New York now, especially the most enjoyable areas. And there's a thousand and one reasons why you don't want to take public transportation. Believe me, if anybody that doesn't understand that, well, they obviously don't own a car. They obviously don't have the brain power to understand why many people don't want to take public transportation. It's not for everyone. It's mostly for people without cars. Those of us that have cars, we want to drive. And we don't want to be, overtaxed and told that we should leave our car home. We don't want that crap. And I'm speaking for millions of people there. And that's all they keep doing, raising the tolls, a new tax to drive into where below 59th Street in Manhattan, you know, and things like that. They just increase the price of all the products that are sold in New York City, which hurts the people, the lower middle class and middle class people that are struggling to survive. You know, five people living in a two-bedroom, in a one-bedroom apartment, five people living to share the rent, you know, because they can't afford an apartment for themselves. You know, that's why there's people sleeping in cardboard boxes and people don't want to go to shelters, because the criminals, the low-lights are in the shelters robbing from the people when they go to sleep. There's no privacy in the shelter, and there's no protection for people walking around at night robbing your shit. You walk to the bathroom, they go over to your cot and they steal whatever they can. That's the crap that poor people have to go. That's why they don't want to go to the shelters. Instead of, you know, it doesn't have to be like that, but when you got an evil, corrupt, non-caring government, they allow this shit to happen. And they're always trying to force people off the street, even though it's illegal to do that in New York, and force them into the shelter, you know? And this is the crap that people have to deal with. And anyhow, so much for that. Hey, by the way, this is Call on Radio Show. You got a telephone, and you know how to use it, and you got something value to say, and we all do, if you think about it, number is 888-627-6008. You know, I'm just talking about the galactic people that are here to help us, because this is the most important issue. It's coming down. It's going to happen this year. You know, people from outer space are going to land and face us face to face, and they're going to give us full disclosure. It's going to happen this year. Stop pretending that it's not. You know, we've been told, we've been warned, we've been, they're trying to get us ready, but unfortunately, they don't know how to get us ready. They're doing their best, whatever they can. Their role is to bring the light and focus light and dissipate darkness by, you light things up more and darkness disappears. You know, it's a simple factor, but it requires a lot of light to illuminate all the darkness so there is no more darkness. You know, an example, if you went to the subway tunnel and they turned the electric off, it would be pitch black. And, you know, the dark forces operate like in the subway tunnel, you know. And it takes a lot of light to work into a subway tunnel to illuminate the whole place where the dark forces cannot hide themselves. And they just dissipate. Darkness dissipates when you shine light on it. And that's what the Galactic Confederation and other helpers from the good ET religions out there are in the process of doing. And anchoring the light requires opening up of what's called ley lines, opening up portals, vortexes that have been laid dormant, and taking away all the other electronic defenses. I wish they'd get on getting rid of the 5G crap, you know? It's only value to stockbrokers, you know, really. That's all it's really there for. But the second reason it's there for, sick of people. It weakens your immune system. It weakens your health. It's disruptive to living beings. That just means it's also disruptive to your pets. You know, it's an evil thing. The 5G, even the 4G is evil. The 5G, you know, is for faster. Well, the only people that really need super, super, super fast are the Wall Street tycoons who want to lay their bids in there in a 100th of a second or 1/200th of a second, because the transfer, all transactions have to go from Manhattan over to Secaucus, New Jersey. And it's electronically done. So if you have a faster electronic service, you can beat the guy sitting across the table from you because you want to sell your stock before he decides he wants to buy or whatever. And that's the value of it. Regular people don't need this crap. You know? We don't need Wi-Fi either, you know? It's called using Ethernet cable, and Wi-Fi is harder. When you set the Wi-Fi up in your house, you're radiating your whole family for nothing, you know? And you think, oh, that's so cruel, you know? Too lazy to run a cord and plug something in? I mean, really? And this whole crap of taking all the landmines away from communities, forcing them to, even if you want a landmine in your house, you got to still go through a router, you know, you got to make a connection to the cellular company. And might come out of the cloud, the rocker and cheese prices, it comes out of a cloud, you know, what they call a cloud. And where the box is, they radiates the stuff into your house, you know. You're poisoning yourself. You're making yourself sick. And then, you know, just even out there on the street. You know, Manhattan is a dangerous place to walk around. It used to be the coolest place in the world, go to Manhattan, hang out, and have a good time. When you're walking down the avenues of Manhattan, I know because I bought a meter to find out, the dangerous radiations are off the scale, especially on the avenues, all the way up and down the avenues from where they want to charge you more money now to enter from 59th Street down. All the avenues, they're cooking you as you walk down that avenue, you know? It's bad for your health. Some people can handle it more than others. But this is a crime against humanity, you know? Just so people can have cell phones in all the buildings, you know? And there are no drop spots. Yeah, is it worth it? But of course, they're not telling you that. Just like they're not telling people, keep the damn phone away from your ear. Because it's 10,000 times more harmful when you hug it up against your ear. And not to mention all these ignorant women walking around the street, they keep the cell phone between their breasts, you know? It could be in place to put it. Yeah, well, when they get breast cancer, yeah, you know, they shouldn't be wondering why, because they're not listening to the warnings, you know? The radiation is coming off, especially the new phones, are even worse. You know, you want a phone that picks up 5G? Well, you're going to be really sucking in radiation on that one, you know? And you walk around it with between your breasts, you know? Unbelievable how you're harming yourself. Human bodies aren't designed to handle these dangerous frequencies. They cause havoc within the human body. No, you're yawning. Oh, yeah, you don't feel anything. You know? It's all fine, you know? But eventually it's going to get you. And there's no really concern about the general public in regards to this. You know, you'll find the warnings on places like Twitter where the good people out there trying to warn the people. But mainstream media will not tell you that stuff. You know, I mentioned it before. In 1996, the Greek government found out how hazardous cell phone radiations are. And that was when everybody was only playing around with 2G. And that information has been thrown under the table, under the bus or whatever. It's kept from the public finding out. And that is a crime against humanity. Same thing with the chemtrails. I mean, come on. You know, people have been claiming about this. We've investigated. The general public has investigated all the pollutants. Now they have pictures of the planes, what the tanks look like inside the planes. Everybody's smiling, and And we know about all the poisons and the nanoparticles that you're out there on the wrong day. Those particles trickle down. You're going to swallow them in. They're going to get in your body and everything enter into your brain because they're that small, nanoparticles. Human beings weren't designed to live in an environment where you have to suck in nanoparticles as you're walking around in the daytime. And this is the crap that's still going on. Hey, you know, all you Trump lovers, why aren't you calling Trump your boy and telling him, hey, get rid of the chemtrails? He's writing executive orders. Where's the one for the stop the chemtrails? You could do that with an executive order. Why hasn't he done it? Is he that ignorant? Is he that stupid? Or is he taking bribe money too? You know? We got to question this stuff. You know, Trump's, yeah, sure, he's doing some good things, but how can you neglect something so obvious? You know, you should have known that, and the last time you were president, you should have done something then. Like, where are you, man? Is your money, your mind all focused on money? You want to build hotels on the Gaza Strip? I mean, like, where are you, man? You're supposed to be serving the general public, which means mostly the poor people and the lower middle class. You know, it used to be called the middle class, now it's the lower middle class. And there's a few in the upper middle class. Well, let me just take you back in a little more history. Hey, what can I tell you? If you're holding on to any gold bars, you better get an ultrasound tester. You know, people think you bought yourself a gold bar at a cheap price. You got it locked in your safe or something like that. How do you know it's solid gold bar? Well, you better get an ultrasound tester and do the test, because a lot of those gold bars out there now, they're tungsten coated in gold to make it look like gold. Well, have the same weight, you know? So if you just weigh it, you're only kidding yourself. You have to use an ultrasound tester, or you're going to have to chop into it and see if it's really solid gold. You know, so many scams going on. There's plenty of people out there with fake gold bars. and they think they have real ones because that's how crooked things are. And this is an educational show. There's a bit of information for New York people that most people don't know about it. Do you know that the borough of Manhattan was founded on November 1st, 1683? Wow. That's over 90 years before the Declaration of Independence. And 1683 was probably founded in service of the British government, obviously. The borough of Manhattan founded on November 1st, 1683, one of the five boroughs. Most people don't realize what we call New York City. It's putting together five boroughs. You know, Manhattan is one, you got the Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, otherwise known as Kings, and Staten Island, officially known as Richmond County. And all those five boroughs make up New York City. But that's it. How many people there? Your kids are listening. You go to school, ask your teacher that. Does he know when the borough of Manhattan was founded? November 1st, 1683. Wow. Just like most people don't realize, George Washington, I think he took the oath to office down on Wall Street, something like that, down Manhattan, where for a short time New York City was the capital of the world. In my opinion, it should be the capital, rather the capital of the United States. In my opinion, it should be the capital of the United States again. Washington is such a corrupt place. Plus, I got that giant obelisk there, which can be used to mind control people. But it's just telling your thinking, you know. And don't tell me it isn't being used for that, please. Do an investigation of obelisks and find out why they're placed in center points, just like there's one in the Vatican. And the Vatican is controlled by the Jesuits. In fact, the Jesuits are guilty of depriving us all of free energy. They're the ones who, the Goody Keys, who had first arrived, one group arrived here in 1953 when they had an opportunity, because this has been a prison planet for a long time, and it wasn't easy for Goody Keys to get here. Only the bad ones could get here. Well, a good group of Keys got here and set up base in Southern California in 1953, and then in 1954, I knew at Edwards Air Force Base, they tried to do a meeting with the U.S. government and, get some cooperation and exchange of good things going. And the Jesuits came in, yeah. They're not really, Jesuits, people think, oh, this is Jesus. No, it's got nothing to do with Jesus. The Jesuits is a sinister group, and they saw to it that no good deals came between that E.T. visitation to U.S. government in 1954. You know? And of course, we have the famous story about being offered free energy. And they were certainly behind stopping that because the Jesuits are a powerful dark force. And they control the Vatican now. The Vatican has been, come on. The Vatican has been, the secrets have been revealed. They're a sinister group. You know, it's now known they're they started with the Nazis, yeah, during World War II, yeah. They sided with a lot of other groups, too. You know, they're the ones that created the Vatican. Can help. It's the crooked, what we call that, a dictatorship, Rome. They're the ones who set up the Vatican with the Roman Catholic Church, you know, controlling people through changing religion. That's the truth. You got to look into it, you know. All that information is out there, you know. Rome, a dictatorship, you know, had an emperor. They set up this religion to try to reel in the people that didn't want to bow down to the emperor. and they hooked in a lot of people. And then they used that organization to create all kinds of evil, like the Inquisition in Spain. And, you know, they were engaged in the Holy Wars and suffering and all kinds of bad things. Plus, they confiscated all the original scriptures and hid them in their vaults, plus all the other things they've hidden in the vaults down there in the Vatican. And they're not a good organization. I mean, there's a lot of people. It's turned into a big, gigantic worldwide organization. But, you know, there's a lot of good people working for the Catholic Church. But the people at the top, they're all criminals, all Jesuits, all crooks, all Satanists. That's it. And you can't prove otherwise. So much for that. Do you know no more black goo for you? Black goo, referring to that, what do you call it? Etheric spider poison is another term for it. Damn stuff. Used in black magic by the black nobility. Again, has nothing to do with the color of their skin. That's why Afro-Americans need to stop calling themselves black. They're brown. Come on. Jesus said it. You know, your yes be yes and your no be no. And look how we got tricked back in America during the peace revolution of the 1960s. You know, people started using the word bad to mean good. That's in violation of the teaching of the greatest teacher that ever came to planet Earth, you know? And don't call something good bad. Yeah, it was all sounded funny. That's some bad-ass weed. Yeah, they all sounded funny then, but we were being duped into violating, you know, laws of the universe. Where we want to say what we mean and mean what we say, and we don't want to put reverse meanings to things because it just blurs the conversation. Just like when they talk about politics, they talk about the left, the right. It's blurring the truth, you know? People need to be identified by not the left, the right, or the far right, or the middle center. They need to be identified by what they really stand for specifically. That's another scam that people have been duped into accepting. Every time you use as words left and right, of course, mainstream media uses it all the time. I remember being taught that at school. In fact, even as a child, I just thought, man, that don't make any sense. I didn't like the idea. I didn't know why I didn't like the idea, but I didn't like the idea. Now I know I don't like the idea because it's a bad idea. It blurs the truth. And I'm all about embracing and speaking the truth. And that's what we do here on BBS Radio. We speak the truth. I'm not the only one, but on Connect the Dots, my radio show here, I do my best to speak the truth. And usually I can back up anything I say. And it's something that not everybody can do. And what can I say? All I can say is what I say, and that's what I say. Hey, it is a call on the radio show. There's still time, I guess. Yeah, it's only about 17 minutes to 10 Eastern time. The number here is 888-627-6008. If you got a phone, call in here and speak your mind. You know, a lot of people on Twitter are running to, you follow one person in one category, and then everyone pops their head out of the sand. Yeah. And I found that I followed a few people that talk about psychedelics, you know, because they used to be out there for quite some time. They've been around. And you know, I've had my experiences, and I know what I'm talking about. The only people that know anything about psychedelics the people who've experienced it. Anybody who hasn't, they better just shut the hell up because they don't know shit. And there's no other way to explain it. So it's amazing how many people are selling this stuff on Twitter. Unbelievable. And, of course, how many of those people are narco agents, right, trying to suck poor people in? You know, drugs have never been made illegal. Of course, the evil government, corrupt dark forces want to make drugs illegal, substances illegal, because that gives them the opportunity to frame innocent people and ruin the lives of good people by arresting them and charging them with unreasonable fines, ruining their lives, the lives of their family, and preventing people from experiencing something beyond the prison life that they set forth for us to live. You know, you were being geared up for prison life from the time you were born, basically. You know, first they stole your word by tricking your mother into signing a birth certificate, which is a $1 million bond was taken out by the government, paid by the stock market people. And any profit they made on that was never good bad for you. They did, you know. And bonds are made for people all the time. I hear you get arrested. Local government sets up a bond for you. And all this crap going on behind the scenes, making money off you, the individual, and you don't get to share in any of the profits. Nor are you told what's being done. You know, your mother was told the truth in the hospital that if you sign this release form, we're going to set up an ID number. We're going to declare your son, daughter, dead, a dead vessel in water because we're using Admiralty Law here. You know, corporate creeps thought this one up. And everyone born after 1933, they got became registered with the Social Security number declaring them as a dead vessel at sea. Is that sick or what? It's still relevant today. It's still going on, you know? And it's just sick. Well, the Galactic Confederation, when they land, they said they're going to straighten all this out. They know who's been making the money off us dead vessels, though we are alive, and they're going to remove the money from the bank accounts of all these crooks that have been making money off this scam that was started back in 1933. They're going to give us, they estimate over $70 trillion is going to be redistributed amongst the people. And there's more. There's other, they've confiscated gold from different people that were hoarding it, and it's all going to be redistributed after they land and remove the final no-good mother-effing bad guys to be taken and tossed in the central sun. Total disintegration. You know, we can't wait for that. I can't wait for the event. I can't wait for the follow-up after the event. And then once darkness, evil people, evil entities masquerading as people are finally removed from this planet, things will become better for everyone. And hopefully a lot of the stupid laws will be removed too. You know, it's probably the people should be given the right to remove the laws we don't like, because there's too many rotten laws on the book designed just to victimize people. You know? And we don't want the politicians to do this for us. We want the power to do it ourselves, because any politicians don't give a crap. They're crooks. They're evil. Some of them are clone reptilians or clone Dracos or clone devils, whatever. You know? And we need to start talking about all these things. You know, demons do exist. They still do exist. They're still here, and they won't be totally removed until after the event. And then when the our galactic brothers and sisters bring their enforcement down to get rid of them, then we won't be seeing them or being promised about them. You know, many crimes are people that are, whose minds are taken over by demonic beings, invisible spirits that can gain control of the consciousness of a human being. And then we got those creeping viral things, VRIL things. Apparently, I never seen one. I don't want to see one. That give the people the black eyes. That's why they make a joke about it, the black eye group, you know? A lot of famous people have been seen with the black eye. Movie stars, the Pope, yeah. which means you're fully controlled by that demon that planted his seed in your mind and takes over your mind. All these kind of satanic evil things still exist in our world. When people go out and they do mass killings for no reason at all, their minds are controlled by demons, or mind controlled by highly sophisticated mind controlled electronic equipment that the dark forces and the dark military units use to create false flag situations, to create massacres, to keep the public in fear. Hey, I'm just speaking the truth here. All this stuff is known already. If you don't know it, well, maybe it's the first time you're listening to my show. But the best thing we can do as regular people is start participating in these mass global meditations. And like I said, there's one going on every day now to bring more light into New York City. You know? With over 8 million people in New York, we ought to be able to get at least 4 million people participate once we start passing the word around. And people need to find it out. We love mass meditation. I know you can find it on Twitter, or I think it's just on the internet, www.welovemassmeditation. And they'll tell you about the daily meditation to bring more lights into New York City and open up the vortex to bring further large amounts of light into New York City. New York City, the heart of New York City is its people, not the phony politicians and not the other governing agencies that are as corrupt as the rest of the corrupt politicians. It's the people there. There's a lot of great, wonderful people in New York City, but all you great people, we need to come together here, you know, like the Beatles sang way back when, come together. And right now, there's, I mentioned his name before, running for mayor, and the next thing, but he's got to, you know, without your help, he's going to make it, because members of the Republican Party are just like non-existent in New York City. Most registered voters are Democrat. Well, if you need to maybe think about changing and register to be a Republican, or find out if you can vote for a Republican candidate, even if you're registered to be a Democrat. I don't know exactly how the law works on that, but look into it. I mean, he's the only guy, you know, real New Yorker running for office for the mayor. The rest of them are all crooks and phony politicians. Hey, his name is Curtis Sliwa. If you're in New York and you don't know who Curtis Sliwa is, where the hell have you been? You know, founder of the Guardian Angels, well, contact his group and start supporting him. And then pass the word around about the participating in the global meditations for bringing more light and goodness into New York City. It's happening every day. Be a participant. You know, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And don't think that somebody else is going to do your job, because everybody has to make their contribution. That's how a real democracy works. And of course, you know, this isn't a democracy we have. This is a republic. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. In a republic, the representatives have all the power, unless we, the people, take command of the situation, take command of those representatives. If we don't take command of them, they have all the power, and we have none. That's the way it works. Forget about the lies you were told in school and in the media about a democracy. America is not a democracy. It is a republic. You start passing that word around. You want it to be a democracy? Well, that requires you participating and taking some action. I can't make it any clearer than that. And we got a good leader out there now. Hey, look him up. Curtis Sliwa. Running for mayor again. And it's going to be a rough ride, though. Because there's so few Republican registered voters, couldn't find out. If you're a Democrat and you're sick of the phony and backstabbing, lying, cheating, scum politicians. I'm being kind. I mean, I can go on and talk all that all night. But anyhow, so much for that. Hey, listen, you know, I'm out here as a beacon of truth with my radio show. I do need a little support, you know. Support my show. I'm listed on BBS Radio, you know. My listing is Connect the Dots Radio Show at 8 p.m. Central Time. That's right. And click on the name of the show. Click on my name. Tom Anderson, that's right, kind of like the famous inventor. I'm an inventor too, inventor of solutions, an inventor of many other things. But go to BBS Radio, click on my show, and seriously, subscribe to my show, come on. You know, you're throwing your money away to all these other ponies out there advertising on the TV, $19 for that, $19 for that. Hey, you can subscribe to my show for as little as $2.99. In the bucket. You can't even buy a beer for that nowadays. Well, have a heart. Look up my show on BBS Radio. Connect the Dots, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central Time. And click on my name, click on the name of the show, see everything I'm involved in, and go to the bottom where it says subscribe and make a contribution. You know, it's an old saying, the worker deserves his wages. And believe me, when I come out here, I'm working for you people to try to educate you and bring you up to date of what's happening. It's going to happen real soon. It's going to happen this year. Get ready. Hey, the lunar eclipse is only this coming Friday. On the 29th, we got the solar eclipse. We got that big event on April 19th, New York City, where you get to meet some of the people that represent the Galactic Confederation and you find out all the intel about who's doing what and when they're coming here, et cetera, and how you can participate. Ah, plus they have great items for sale at the event, too. New Age stuff, better than New Age. Real healing devices, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, hey, we're coming to the end of the show, you know. Hey, you can also support my show. It's on YouTube, my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. You know, Carrot CD Baby. Check it out. 23 songs on there. Each one only costs 99 cents to download. You'll find exactly at least one that you'd like out of the 23 and download it. You know, if a good number of people do that, maybe I can get a little money coming in my way. You know, I live it below the poverty limit. Okay, we're getting to the end of the show. Tell your friends, tune in next week. We're going with the countdown, followed by a minute or two of my original music, including my anthem. I got to do somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, time to take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be hold it. Gotta be somebody or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Feel like one known. I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. Get it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.